When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake in chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I have a feeling it is indeed about some of the media articles that came out, but also perhaps some that were about to come out. Various points in her statement refer to the elements of a defamation action. And I think that this was to lay a very bright line here, to say, these are false, they're categorically false, I'm calling you out on it publicly.
Trying to figure out why
so
she did it.
So if you publish these in the future, I have a defamation case to...
Because, I mean, I get, but nobody was really, was anybody really talking about it with her? The left?
Yeah.
The left was.
Yeah.
Not anybody on the right or anybody. I mean, I just think just the, I feel like it's the same. It's like a narrative op. I don't know. Like when she came out, I thought, don't play into this. I don't really honestly believe that any of the people that have been talking smack about her really believe that the stuff they've been saying. Do you? Well, maybe some on the left.
Yeah, maybe.
If you watch The View, maybe.
Yeah, they don't have to believe it if the narrative is important enough to them.
She just never talks. So it's weird when she talks, right? It's like when you were a kid and you would go after school with your mom to the grocery store and you would see your teacher there and you're like, what is this? Because, you know, like I'm not trying to say anything mean about teachers, but as a kid, it's weird to see them outside of the classroom. You know what I mean? You're like, this is an alien. So when she starts talking, when Melania Trump went out there and started talking, I think a lot of us were like, what? Because she works very quietly in the background. She's not a, what's the word? She's not really, she's not, how do I say it? She's not like Hillary Clinton was. And Hillary Clinton tried to, in the very beginning of Bill Clinton's presidency, there was a lot of, there was a power struggle with some of Clinton's team because they felt that Hillary Clinton was trying to exercise her ambitions to run for office through her husband. And there was a little bit of, she's kind of like a busybody. She's a nag, you know, like that she really got that. And I think first ladies after her have been very aware of that because it really hurt Bill Clinton, actually. I think that he would have been regarded greater historically had Hillary not kind of thrown a wrench in with her attitude. Because remember, she came out, she was the one who did the health care plan for Democrats, and it was a disaster. Democrats didn't even vote for it. If you all remember that, or at least read up on history, it was an absolute disaster. They couldn't even get Democrats to vote for it. And she was livid, and she looked at it as a big betrayal. Anyway, the reason I say this is because, to me, you know, I look at FLOTUS now, and I'm like, this is a woman, she just doesn't talk, and it's so weird to see her talk and come out there, because she's been very, very quiet in the background. She does her thing, you know, she doesn't bother nobody, you know, la-di-da-di, she likes to party, she ain't got no beef, she ain't hurt nobody. I mean, that's just, you know, so it's Friday, half these people are drunk sitting by the pool, let's be honest about it. Says it is true. I don't know what the hell people do on Fridays in this. I get the weirdest emails from Fridays, on Fridays from people in the summer. So this, anyway, my whole point in that is that I almost felt bad for her that she had to even address it. And I think it makes her more likable, if that makes sense. I don't think that Trump uses her enough. I really don't think he does. I think he needs to really use her for midterms too, coming up. I don't think he uses her enough. You're looking at me like
I think Jonathan Turley made a good point, because being a public figure, you can't just be like liable and slander and just get, you know, a legal decision. You have to be able to prove that you publicly has stated and that those people know that it's false. Any of these stories about her being any part of Epstein, or that Epstein introduced her to Trump, all of that. It's completely false. So if they try to now print stories about this being true, Now she has legal standing. She had to make it public first, though. She had to make sure that those people knew what the truth was. Mm. So now she has some legal standing. She's got a little legal beef to land on here.
Well, we'll see how all of this goes. So, so welcome to the radio program, top of this first hour. A few other things to touch on, because this... Jeez. We have a John Kerry audio cut. Go ahead and play this. This is cut five. I just want to hear how desiccated he sounds. Go ahead.
This is going to be a very serious and, I think, difficult negotiation to have. Now, we have to have it, and we have to find a way forward. And by the way, when you say trust, our motto was not trust but verify. Our motto was don't trust and verify. And that's the way our agreement came out. You didn't rely on trust. You relied on our eyes on the prize, our eyes on the uranium, our eyes
that
on
is
the
such a lie. Also, and what is with his face? He looks like Cher's son in that movie. He looks like Eric Stoltz. What's that face? I mean, this is why dudes should not get filler. Anyway, I've never liked John Kerry. I loathe him with the burning passion of a thousand suns. He's sitting here trying to say that Trump walked away from a very strong Iran nuclear deal. What did he walk away from? You know that there wasn't any restrictions on missile capacity in Obama's deal. So what are you talking about? Very strong deal. They didn't even have enough. They didn't even have the proper clarity on restrictions as it pertains to enrichment. That deal was just a fart in the wind. That's all that was. It was just this. These people saying this stuff. I'm like, you clearly have no idea what history is. John Kerry saying that he walked away. He's really trying. They're trying so hard to slam dunk. So we're going to get into some of that with some of the latest on it, because as we said yesterday, the Pakistan prime minister tried to muck everything up and try to include Lebanon in the negotiations. And then it turned out, do you know he was deleting tweets? Let me pull this up. He had some pretty crazy tweets that apparently he was deleting. The guy who, and to clarify for the people who read with pictures and drive by, the guy who was leading Iran to the negotiating table. So his whole job, it's not to negotiate a final deal. It was to get them to the negotiating table. But this guy clearly has issues. He had tweeted, quote, "Israel is an evil and a curse for humanity. While peace talks are underway in Islamabad, genocide is being committed in Lebanon. Innocent citizens are being killed by Israel. First Gaza, and then Iran, and now Lebanon. The bloodletting continues unabated. I hope and pray people who created this cancerous state on Palestinian land to get rid of European Jews burn in hell." The prime minister, or the defense minister, excuse me, of Pakistan, the people who are involved in getting Iran to the negotiating table, tweeted that and subsequently deleted it because it was crazy. So that's now it makes it a lot clearer as to why Lebanon's inclusion was faked and completely and entirely messed up. You can see, because I feel like Pakistan messed it up because he wasn't doing anything in good faith. Not at all. Nothing was in good faith. So this is a major problem with this. Major, major problem. Now, you also, goodness, we're going to get into some of this stuff. We've got audio from Keir Starmer, et cetera. But this was an interesting thought by John Fetterman. This is cut four. Listen.
There was just a poll, I think it was today, Pew pointed out 80% of Democrats view Israel as negative. Like, that's insane. You know, that's our special ally. That's the only place in the region that has the kind of values and the kinds of way that we live and what we want here as a Democrat. How is that possible that 8 out of 10 view Israel in a negative thing as Democrats? You know, and I know it's even more and more unpopular about standing and agreeing about epic fury, but I will be the only Democrat, you know, in my caucus that's proud to stand with Israel. And I also think epic fury was necessary. And I'm going to.
And Iran is still firing. That's the other thing. So it makes Fetterman look even smarter. So apparently they said that the IRGC has been using the, and this is literally coming out from the intel community. Trey Yanks reported that this morning that the IRGC is using the ceasefire window to carry out operations to tighten its grip on straits. And they're trying to get some confirmation from some of these shipping companies to see if they've been paying a fee to pass, because they're demanding fees from people to pass. Apparently only a handful of vessels. There is no ceasefire, by the way. That's just, there's not even a ceasefire. They're still firing at everyone. They've been demanding fees from vessels to before they allow them to pass through. And they said that they're not allowing some ships to pass through at all, but they've been using this ceasefire to carry out operations. And in the meantime, they're still firing on people. They're still firing rockets. They're firing rockets, and Hezbollah's been firing rockets. They were firing rockets since last night. Since last night. So there is no ceasefire. That's a joke from people who are trying to satiate Iran. They're not doing anything in good faith. These negotiations are meaningless. Kuwait's military reported that this morning Iran fired and hit a bunch of their National Guard installations, and they injured a number of personnel. That was just this morning. So there is no ceasefire. It's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone provider out there. They have unmatched reliability, premium nationwide coverage on all three major U.S. networks. You get priority access, the same or better service. No dead zones, no drop calls. You have seamless switching. You can keep your existing phone number, device, or upgrade. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team that handles activation in minutes. Financial flexibility. If you're paying off a device contract, Patriot Mobile offers a full buyout to free you up. There's no long-term commitments or hidden fees. This is a values-driven company. I've been using them for over 10 years. You should make the switch today and stop funding the left. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use code Dana to get a free month of service. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, code Dana. Make the switch today.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take once daily Jardiance at each day start.
And for adults with type 2 diabetes and known heart disease, Jardiance can lower the risk of cardiovascular death, too. Prescription Jardiance empagliflozin 10 or 25 milligram tablets are used to lower blood sugar along with diet and exercise in adults with type 2 diabetes. Jardiance is not for use to lower blood sugar in people with type 1 diabetes and not for people with type 2 diabetes who have severe kidney disease. Serious side effects include increased ketones in blood or urine and infection between and around the anus and genitals. Both may be fatal. Severe allergic reactions, dehydration, urinary tract or genital yeast infections in men and women, and low blood sugar. Stop taking and tell your doctor right away if you have nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, tiredness, rash, swelling, trouble breathing, or swallowing. Tell your doctor about lightheadedness, weakness, fever, pain, tenderness, redness, or swelling between the anus and genitals. You may have increased risk for lower limb loss. Call your doctor right away if you have new pain or tenderness, sores, ulcers, or infection in your legs or feet. To learn more about Jardiance 10 or 25 milligram tablets, ask your doctor, visit Jardiance.com, or call 1-888-968-6648.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This seems dramatic. A Grand Junction woman is accused of killing her boyfriend and slicing off his male copulatory organ. And now she's on a wait list to receive treatment at a mental health hospital in Colorado. Xingting Guo, 33, second-degree murder. She stabbed and emasculated her boyfriend in May. She was declared incompetent. She looks crazy. Incompetent to proceed after she was examined. So she's eligible for, I guess, mental health treatment. She said that she did it because she was so angry that she thought she was pregnant, and she was arguing with him over whether or not he was the father. Well, he won't be able to do any other fathering there. So Doritos is now at $7 a bag. It's ended up costing PepsiCo billions. What? $7 a bag. They said that it's gotten too high and that Walmart has been telling Doritos and Cheetos and all the other Lay's stuff, you can't be doing that. It's actually hurting your sales. And they said sales were plunging. Their prices jumped nearly 50% from 2021. And as a result, Walmart cut their shelf space. And so cheaper in-house brand brands like Takis and everything, they began really competing with them. So PepsiCo now said that they're slashing prices on 15% of some of their things, but they've missed their revenue targets for 2 years in a row now. It may be a little too late for that. I don't know. A Dorito is a Dorito, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So apparently there is this trend where parents yell, "Where's Jessica?" to stop their toddler's tantrums. I just counted the three, and my kids knew that when I got to two, anything after two, Jesus is going to appear in the sky. The horns are going to sound. It's going to be all craziness. So I never had to shout Jessica. But I'm curious if you have a toddler, try it. I'm curious to see if it works. We got a lot more to get into. Steve's telling me to hurry. Our partners for this portion of our program, our friends over at Noble Gold, ladies and gentlemen, you want to protect your investments in an uncertain economy. You want to protect everything that you've worked to save. This is where Noble Gold comes in. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. And you can work with an entity that you can trust. And that's what Noble Gold's all about. These people are salaried. They're not working on commission, and they're there to handle any questions you may have. And the real question that is, who do you trust, right? They will help you protect your savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing this with metals for nearly a decade. White glove service to guide you through every step, no impersonal transactions, total transparency, no hidden fees, no pressure, clear explanations with a customer first focus. They help inform decisions, not sales quota. So if you want to see how physical gold and silver can fit in your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take once daily Jardians at each day start.
And for adults with type 2 diabetes and known heart disease, Jardiance can lower the risk of cardiovascular death, too. Prescription Jardiance Empagliflozin 10 or 25 milligram tablets are used to lower blood sugar along with diet and exercise in adults with type 2 diabetes. Jardiance is not for use to lower blood sugar in people with type 1 diabetes and not for people with type 2 diabetes who have severe kidney disease. Serious side effects include increased ketones in blood or urine and infection between and around the anus and genitals. Both may be fatal. Severe allergic reactions, dehydration, urinary tract or genital yeast infections in men and women, and low blood sugar. Stop taking and tell your doctor right away if you have nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, tiredness, rash, swelling, trouble breathing, or swallowing. Tell your doctor about lightheadedness, weakness, fever, pain, tenderness, redness, or swelling between the anus and genitals. You may have increased risk for lower limb loss. Call your doctor right away if you have new pain or tenderness, sores, ulcers, or infection in your legs or feet. To learn more about Jardiance 10 or 25 milligram tablets, ask your doctor, visit Jardiance.com, or call 1-888-968-6648.
The little pill with the big story to tell.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of the second hour on a Friday, and we're going to get y'all set up for the weekend before y'all go and sit out by the pool wherever you are that's warmer than Texas. I'm going to try not to hate you. It's okay. And we're all going to be watching Artemis make re-entry 8 Eastern, 7 Central. And I wanted to throw out that they put out a prayer. Well, their friends have been putting out a prayer. Just like, you know, we just want to say some prayers for the safe return to the, quote, fleecy skies and cool green hills of Earth. Because they're going to be coming in at 24,000 miles per hour. Temperatures in excess of 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and other very, very fun delights. So, you know, that's all good. But this is a great thing for America. What an awesome thing. This is great. Welcome back. Like I said, joining me now in studio, which is very rare, because that means you got to come to where the cave is. Congresswoman, it's actually my congresswoman, Beth Van Dyne. She was also the mayor of Irving, Texas, and the first Republican to throw down with Islamists over Sharia. Some of you might remember that battle from a few years ago. And now she's serving us in Congress. And she's running around doing congressperson stuff, you know, doing her job and talking with voters. And she's in studio with us now. Thank you for being here.
That's been great. I've been home for the last 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, when you're here, the meetings that you have here are so much different. We had a roundtable yesterday. We met with some folks who are, you know, being affected by some of the bills that were passing last year. And it's in a positive way. And it's really good to hear what your constituents actually want you to do in D.C.
Yeah.
As opposed to just never coming home and never listening to them. Yeah. So I know people always say, well, you know, when you're not in D.C., you're on vacation. If you've seen my schedule, you know I'm not on vacation.
You are really bad at like doing vacation then.
I'm terrible at doing vacation, but I also love my job. Yeah. So I when I come down here and I have meetings, you know, whether or not it's with school kids or small business owners who are doing tours, every single time I have one of those meetings, it's always something that I need to be able to follow up with in DC. Mm.
How are they reacting to all of the stuff that, because you guys did your job, and this is, I feel like y'all are getting some heat because you, just to establish for everybody, they did their job. They got through, say that they did it, and now it's in the Senate. And you had a message out to Senator John Thune. Talk to people about what you're hearing from voters here, because I'm sure it's what, you know, some of your colleagues in Congress are hearing in their areas. And what are you anticipating with the Senate on this?
Well, I mean, everything we talk about just seems so technical. And by the time, if you're explaining, you're losing. And we start talking about a continuing resolution, when we're talking about, you know, funding, but zeroing out the budget for ICE and for CBP. So we passed, you know, a fully funded DHS bill. Those things, to most constituents, they start phasing out. You can just see their eyes start to get, you know, hazy and bored. They just want us to do our job. And so, as you mentioned, the House has done its job. We've sent over four bills over to the Senate that would support, you know, FEMA, Coast Guard, ICE, CBP, and they keep sending stuff back that zero out those budgets, those budgets. So we're going to go back. Lindsey Graham, who is the chairman of the Budget Committee and the Senate, has said that he is optimistic that we'll be able to get a 3-year full funded DHS bill. Now, my point is if you can do it now.
Yeah.
Get out of vacation, whatever country you are in, go back to DC, get it out of your committee, get it on the floor, pass it over to the House. Because our funding for our TSA agents is going to end at the end of or the beginning of June. And I don't want to have to fight over this every single time and be held hostage.
Because I'm trying to understand why some in the Senate, I mean, I know you got the Collinses and, you know, they're going to do what they do, but are they worried about midterms? And that's why there's like some hesitancy in the Senate, because this has taken so much longer than it ever has.
You know, if they are concerned about it, get the work done. Yeah. Stop dragging it on. So, I mean, it literally, if you want to pull this off as something that the Democrats can hold Republicans hostage, pull it off. Get back there, pass the funding bill. You can do it as a reconciliation. You only need 51 votes to be able to do that. Get that done. And then let's move on. And there's a lot for us to move on for. I am excited for a third reconciliation package if we're able to pass that second one that will be very specific to DHS. But if we can get a third reconciliation package, it won't be as large as the one big beautiful bill that we passed last year. But will we be able to have additional tax cuts? Will we be able to have additional tax cuts in options for health care? I mean, these are things that people have told us are important to them. We have an ability to do it.
Yeah.
We've got the House, we've got the Senate, we've got the presidency. What are we waiting for?
There are some people, for those joining us, we're talking with Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne here from the great state of Texas in studio this Friday. There have been some that have brought up I'm trying to remember, only a couple of Republicans, the idea of maybe privatizing TSA as like a way to get around some of that with these future fights. Is that even a realistic thing at this point?
No, it's absolutely realistic. I mean, you've already have a little bit, I think 20 airports already across the country that do that, that already have it privatized. Now they do, like San Diego, for example, is one of them.
I didn't know that.
So you've got airports that are already doing it. Now what they do have is TSA actually supervises the private company, but yeah, they could absolutely do that.
And I am fascinated as to what their wait times are like compared to everybody else's. They're not like huge airports. Well, San Diego's a pretty big airport. Yeah, that's a pretty big airport.
I mean, there's certain security measures that you have to hit to be able to be, you know, have an opportunity to be able to be in that program. But if we can hit that, you know, which means, you know, having the same security that, you know, that any other airport would have. But yeah, I think there's absolutely an opportunity to be able to do that. And can you imagine if you're, and I will give it to my TSA agents, by the way, I don't know if you have
Dallas's
been,
are great.
DFWs, I mean, how many airports you have been to and how much travel you have done over the last 6 months, but considering that they have three times now had their paychecks at risk and haven't gotten paid, they are like in the best mood that I've ever seen them in. Yeah.
Wow. I wonder.
Guy stopped me last week and he just said, you know, I know who you are. I just want to thank you. We got paid. We haven't gotten all of our back pay, but we've gotten paid and I really appreciate it. And we understand why you're having that fight. Keep up the fight.
That's awesome. That is so nice. Yeah. I love flying through DFW because they do such a great job. Some are better than others in some parts, in some areas, which brings me to this. DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen had suggested that international airports in these sanctuary cities Maybe they lose their ability to process customs. I don't think that that would ever happen, but that is a great tool to bring up to use because that doesn't make any sense. So correct me if I'm wrong on this. They're following the DHS stuff and the rules and everything in the airports.
Yeah.
But outside of the airports, they're not.
Well, but it's inside the airports too, where they are going through customs. But it's on the the bulk stuff that's coming in. It's not just passengers, right?
Right.
I mean, you're looking at cargo, and of course, yeah, we are seeing. Where do you think a lot of the drugs were coming from? It's not just at the border.
Yeah, it's coming through ports of entry.
Yeah, and not to mention the things that are coming through that are trying to bypass, tariffs. And coming in from other countries.
I didn't even think about that aspect of
there's
it. That
a lot,
is true.
There's a lot more than TSA does than just move through on passengers. So, and I know DFW Airport, I used to be on the board over there, and I know that they are looking to, to get, 24/7 because it's not just the passengers, but it's also the cargo that they're bringing forward. And look, we've got, the third, fourth largest metroplex in the country. We have a lot of things coming through that airport.
How are they getting that stuff through the airport when I can't even bring anything over 3.4 fluid ounces? Like if I'm bringing in toothpaste, that's more, just as an example.
You get
hand
stopped
lotion,
and throw it away.
Yeah, you got to stop and throw it away.
Olive oil that you can't see through, even if it's the right size. I know.
Because I've been there.
Yeah.
And then you got to put it where all the other potentially explosive stuff is. In the same receptacle, which is not a security hazard at all whatsoever, at this choke point where thousands of people are going through a day, it just doesn't make that much sense. So you're here. I know you go back next week to reconvene, have that fight out. I wanted to ask you about Iran as well, because negotiations, I think, kick off. They're on their way right now, and I think they kick off tomorrow. But
tomorrow, POTUS,
he said 24 hours and we're going to know.
Well, and now you already hear, so they wait till J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance is on the plane, already headed over there. And then Iran, whoever's their spokesperson now, keeps changing as
the gay one-legged Ayatollah.
I don't know who the spokesperson is, but the threat is now that they're not even going to talk to them unless they agree that Hezbollah in Lebanon are off the table. All now, right. I'm sorry, but Hezbollah, haven't they already denied that they have any kind of connection to Hezbollah?
That's what I thought. So they're just admitting that they're protecting a terror entity. So you have insight into all of this with all your committees and all the stuff that you do, NAT security and all of that. Because when I was running down the timeline of this, and I wrote a post about it on Substack, it was the Pakistani prime minister. So first POTUS issued a statement saying specifically just naming Iran.
Correct.
We'll have a ceasefire, and Iran only was named. Then the Pakistani prime minister came out and then said Lebanon and allies.
Yeah.
So did they purposefully mess this up? Because it came to light that the defense minister was scrubbing his Twitter timeline, because 2 days ago he was saying, well, the cancer of Israel cannot be allowed to exist and all this other stuff. How are those people involved in, and I was telling folks, just bringing Iran to the negotiating table, how are they a good faith player in all of this? Do you think that that was like a potential sabotage?
Well, the fact is if you look at the two entities that are involved, Iran and the United States, the president of Pakistan was not part of that plan, the ceasefire. We're not asking Pakistan to do a ceasefire. Yes, the president of Pakistan wrote a letter, but that was not part of the ultimate decision. It had something to do, I guess, with Iran. It was influential to Iran, but we understand this from Iran. They lie. They lie all the time. They are going to consistently try to stall for as long as possible, hoping that our Democrats are able to somehow stop the hurt and the pain that they're feeling. But the fact is you have Democrats who have historically identified, rightly so, the threat that Iran poses, that have been all supportive of taking any measures that they can on Iran to prevent nuclear warheads from being created. Now you finally have a president who's gone in there and done exactly that, and they're doing everything that they can to undermine him because they hate him more than they love our country. Mm. And instead of allowing this president and our military and rightly acknowledging, the good things that they're doing, apparently Hakeem Jeffries, with his war powers resolution that he's now threatening again, even though we already had a bipartisan coalition that denied it last time, he's going in there. Apparently he's fine with Iran developing these nuclear wars. These nuclear weapons. Apparently, he was fine with Biden and Obama giving them billions of dollars that they were exporting, their terrorism out around the world. This is a war that is worth the fight.
This is a country that has been led by a terrorist regime that has chanted death to America. America is Satan, wanting to wipe off Israel and the U.S. from the globe. This is a country you do not want to allow to have missiles. You do not want to have control of the Strait of Hormuz, and you don't want to be able to create nuclear weapons. That is exactly what this president and this military are doing. And instead of getting behind them, they're undermining them on the world stage.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of going back and reading about the Marine barracks in the 80s when some say, and I love Reagan, but some say Reagan blinked for a moment and that allowed. And then afterwards, Iran killed our Marines in these Marine barracks bombings. And that maybe if we had been, you know, and I get it, he was hampered by a lot of the Democrats that were in Congress, the same thing that we're dealing with right now, which, you know, what you mentioned, Hakeem Jeffries. I don't remember Hakeem Jeffries ever lodging a complaint about this when it was Barack Obama. And they kept saying, well, you know, he's not, Trump hasn't asked Congress for authorization. Well, if he's upset about the, what was it, the 2001 use of authorized use of the military force, which specifically said any country that helps, harbors, or assists the individuals or entities that helped carry out or implement or plan 9/11, they're considered into this. Well, my gosh, Iran allowed Al-Qaeda to put, Al-Qaeda was, Qatar and Iran both offered Al-Qaeda use of their properties for their international headquarters, because I guess that's a thing. And they went to Iran. And then they allowed that to be a transit hub for all their weapons. How the hell does that not covered by that that use of force?
You know, they didn't have a problem when Clinton did it to Serbia, when when you saw Obama doing it to Libya, when both Bushes in Iraq.
Yeah.
LBJ did this.
The droning with Obama that he did under his term.
Yes. So, again, they are fixated on putting the downfall of Donald Trump. This is all about one man that they hate. And instead of giving him credit for doing wonderful things for the world, especially for the U.S., getting rid of a terrorist regime that had, you know, their ultimate goal was to wipe us off the face of the planet. How many thousands of our Marines, of our military, of, you know, innocent Americans did they hurt? Have they maimed? Have they murdered? And we are doing exactly whatever. I mean, look at the Chuck Schumer. You know, when you have him on the floor of the Senate giving all these reasons why we can't allow Iran to have nuclear weapons, and yet, you know, now they don't like it because it's Trump.
Because it's Trump. It's,
again,
it's
they're allowing Trump their hate for that man to overcome their love for their country. And I would remind them, look at what your title is. Mm. You are a U.S. senator. You are a U.S. Congress member. Mm. Remember that the next time you speak.
Yeah, maybe they should be America first for once.
Yeah, it would be great, wouldn't it?
There you go. Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne, we so appreciate your fight in D.C. and representing us here in Texas as well. Thank you so much.
Awesome to be home. And the weather's not that bad. It's been beautiful the last year.
I don't know. It gets into 60 degrees, and I'm like, time to build a fire, y'all. Time to build a fire. We'll have you back. It's so good to see you.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take once daily Jardiance at each day start.
And for adults with type 2 diabetes and known heart disease, Jardiance can lower the risk of cardiovascular death, too. Prescription Jardiance, empagliflozin, 10 or 25 milligram tablets, are used to lower blood sugar along with diet and exercise in adults with type 2 diabetes. Jardiance is not for use to lower blood sugar in people with type 1 diabetes and not for people with type 2 diabetes who have severe kidney disease. Serious side effects include increased ketones in blood or urine and infection between and around the anus and genitals. Both may be fatal. Severe allergic reactions, dehydration, urinary tract or genital yeast infections in men and women, and low blood sugar. Stop taking and tell your doctor right away if you have nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, tiredness, rash, swelling, trouble breathing, or swallowing. Tell your doctor about lightheadedness, weakness, fever, pain, tenderness, redness, or swelling between the anus and genitals. You may have increased risk for lower limb loss. Call your doctor right away if you have new pain or tenderness, sores, ulcers, or infection in your legs or feet. To learn more about Jardiance 10 or 25 milligram tablets, ask your doctor, visit Jardiance.com, or call 1-888-968-6648.
The little pill with the big story to tell.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I just like this dude's booking image, his mugshot. So a Central Florida man threw hot grease at a woman stole her car, say deputies. The victim clearly was severely injured. Why is he why is this dude smiling, though, in his mugshot? He's like, what is that about? So according to the report, this is in Brevard County, Florida. They said, I don't know where everyone in Florida is going to send me information about this now. It says a Mims man. I'm just assuming Mims is a place in Florida. I've never heard of it, and I love it already. A Mims man. Are you a Mims man? I am. Look, you have like a whole new tourist thing now. He threw hot grease on a woman, ran off with her car. So they found him. She'd suffered road rash on her shoulder blades, lower back. She'd been in an argument with him. He tore her wig off and smashed her TV, she said. Well, I'll be damned. That's fighting right there. You tear off a woman's wig, you're just going to be lucky you don't get shot. And then he picked up a pan of steak and taters and threw it at her. And then he grabbed her keys and ran off. So he's in jail, just so you need to know. Grand theft. He's being held without bond because of the nature of his crimes. Yeah. So I got a couple of others here. This is a Florida woman, Amber. A Florida cop was punished with training because he farted in a colleague's face. This is in Palm Beach. A detective was disciplined because he passed gas in a fellow deputy's face, according to public records. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office personnel complaint filed, this was in November, but it's now all going through the process, showed that the detective had engaged in horseplay by passing gas in Deputy Mohammed's face. Oh, Deputy Mohammed got upset. And the guy's other guy's last name is Coppola. Or Coppola. They said the complaint was not filed, though, by the target of Coppola's eruption, but rather the division commander, who is a giant pansy. And he also filed a complaint against Mohammed for prohibited horseplay, presumably launched as counteroffensive. Who's the boss? They don't name him. Let him have fun. That's so dumb. Like, you're writing these people up, and now you have a public relations situation in the papers because you decided to make a thing out of this. That is dumb. Just stop. Sometimes they goof off. They're detectives. They see stuff.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take once daily Jardiance at each day start.
And for adults with type 2 diabetes and known heart disease, Jardiance can lower the risk of cardiovascular death, too. Prescription Jardiance, empagliflozin, 10 or 25 milligram tablets, are used to lower blood sugar along with diet and exercise in adults with type 2 diabetes. Jardiance is not for use to lower blood sugar in people with type 1 diabetes and not for people with type 2 diabetes who have severe kidney disease. Serious side effects include increased ketones in blood or urine and infection between and around the anus and genitals. Both may be fatal. Severe allergic reactions, dehydration, urinary tract or genital yeast infections in men and women, and low blood sugar. Stop taking and tell your doctor right away if you have nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, tiredness, rash, swelling, trouble breathing, or swallowing. Tell your doctor about lightheadedness, weakness, fever, pain, tenderness, redness, or swelling between the anus and genitals. You may have increased risk for lower limb loss. Call your doctor right away if you have new pain or tenderness, sores, ulcers, or infection in your legs or feet. To learn more about Jardiance 10 or 25 milligram tablets, ask your doctor, visit Jardiance.com, or call 1-888-968-6648.
The little pill with the big story to tell.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
No, no, you guys are doing... I watch you guys. MS Now is doing the best job out of any network, I think, right now. So it's not, you're not to knock, we're not knocking you guys, because you guys are standing in the place where journalists should be standing now. And I said, you guys are under pressure that I can't even imagine right now. I've used to be under, but even it's worse now. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you for that, Don.
Yeah, so thank you for that, Don.
It's too funny to me. It's clearly MS Now is still a failed news organization
that's named after something that sounds like a tampon brand. You all know that's true.
I don't want to hear that,
but you know it's true.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're horrible, and they've always been horrible, and for Don Lemon to go out there and act like they're this pinnacle is just funny to me.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take once daily Jardiance.
science at each day start.
And for adults with type 2 diabetes and known heart disease, Jardiance can lower the risk of cardiovascular death, too. Prescription Jardiance Empagliflozin 10 or 25 milligram tablets are used to lower blood sugar along with diet and exercise in adults with type 2 diabetes. Jardiance is not for use to lower blood sugar in people with type 1 diabetes and not for people with type 2 diabetes who have severe kidney disease. Serious side effects include increased ketones in blood or urine and infection between and around the anus and genitals. Both may be fatal. Severe allergic reactions, dehydration, urinary tract or genital yeast infections in men and women, and low blood sugar. Stop taking and tell your doctor right away if you have nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, tiredness, rash, swelling, trouble breathing, or swallowing. Tell your doctor about lightheadedness, weakness, fever, pain, tenderness, redness, or swelling between the anus and genitals. You may have increased risk for lower limb loss. Call your doctor right away if you have new pain or tenderness, sores, ulcers, or infection in your legs or feet. To learn more about Jardiance 10 or 25 milligram tablets, ask your doctor, visit Jardiance.com, or call 1-888-968-6648.
The little pill with the big story to tell.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Coca-Cola has released a special America 250 can for the D.C. region. For only DC. Steve, you gonna get you one of them cans? 250th birthday, Coca-Cola is marking the moment with a special commemorative can. Now they're producing mini cans for each state, plus Puerto Rico and DC, and they feature something unique about each area. And so they show off notable icons. So like Virginia's has Virginia's for Lovers, Maryland's, of course, it has the crab, DC has the Washington Monument, etc. And they said that they think obviously it's going to boost sales for Coke. Definitely want to get that Lone Star one. I am so getting some of those. That's actually pretty cool. I'm definitely getting one of those. All right. So in addition to that, a semi full of gummy bears caught fire along Interstate 80 in Nebraska, Lincoln County. I just want to see. Oh, that's a mess. Oh, gummy worms too. Ooh, it looks like the sour gummy worms. Oh, so they had the trailer fully engulfed in flames. The driver was able to remove the truck from the trailer before it got out of control, but somehow it caught fire. They said it posed no hazmat danger, and they stopped it spreading into the grass, and they handled it pretty well. So go Nebraska, Lincoln County there. But I'm curious, like that, how does that, because it looked like they didn't burn all that much. It just turned into like a gummy, grody, sticky mess. I would not want to clean that up. That sounds like let's see. We also have, these two are older, but let me go back to my other one because I had some left over there. Gang of boys are caught playing like giant real life Frogger at a Central Florida park. Be careful with that stuff. Don't like play chicken with traffic. That's always bad.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
It's tax season, and by now we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Happy Earth Month. Garnier is proudly partnering with the National Park Foundation, the official nonprofit partner of the National Park Service. Garnier's support of the National Park Foundation's Service Corps program is enabling young adults and veterans to help care for and enhance the national parks that we all love. Want to lend a hand? Explore Garnier's partnership with the National Park Foundation and learn how you can help support our national parks at garnierusa.com/NPF.